Rampage.
Bring that one back from the top.
Smith and Wesson in the joint one time. Pull up the post to this. Noon. Yo. Check this out. Once again. Yo. Check this out. Once again. Yo. Check this out. Once again.
Yep. Mix Show Madness. Playing vintage classics. Turn your boy up. Ride with me. DJ Rampage.
Lock your doors. Nobody's safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Walk around town with the pound strapped down to my side. No front end just in case I gotta smoke something. Round here, heads don't act the age. You might be another dead boy Pompeii. Enter the cipher with your lighter. Elves are ready, prepare for another all-nighter. But keep a watch for the cops, cause they rock glocks. Coming on the block, trying to rock knots. Pigs be acting like they bigger than us niggas from the streets. Cause we stalk mad deep in the walk beats. I guess them on the grudge, cause I won't budge. Playing tough, staring at the judge with my hands cupped. Standing there with my nappy hair and my dirty gear. All a war, yeah, now I'm up out of here. Pigs lift me up and down with the front. Is it because I'm down or is it because I'm from Bucktown? Home of the original gun pack. Gun clap.
Back on last day, Radio Network, Sirius XM 141, HR Voices, Sports Talk, and Entertainment Excellence. I mentioned this during the Oakwood Ambassadors broadcast. Shout out to my guys, Gian Alexis and Carlin Great Alford. We are the voices of the Oakwood University Ambassadors men's basketball team. And I love calling the games. I love calling games and have the opportunity to air some of the content. We do a lot of banter. The way we call games is a little bit more like the Manny Cast. So I've kind of combined the radio show with the technicality of calling basketball games. And calling basketball games is very difficult on the radio because people can't see. So you have to truly create the visual. You have to say things like shoots and misses 15 feet back rim, crossover dribble, left baseline. And you have to let the listener know about the wing positioning. Is he on the left wing or the right wing? Is the action moving left to right or right to left? Is it a three-point basket all net? Did it bounce in? There's so many different terms that I have to study to create a viable platform as we cover Ambassadors games. And I'm hoping, really my goal, the third and final frontier, is one day I would love to work, and I've had people reach out to me from Sirius over the years. Someone reached out to me from Sirius maybe 3 years ago about calling football games, and I'm just not a football commentator. I didn't play football. I don't have any experience calling football games, but I've been calling basketball games for probably about 7 or 8 years now, and I had an opportunity. And it just wasn't the right time. Unfortunately, my mother had just passed away. A lot of family things going on. But I was extended an opportunity to be a part of a football HBCU broadcast for Sirius XM. It never came into fruition. But I would love to galvanize a team and do an HBCU game of the week and be one of the crews. And that's really one of my third and final goals as far as the Lance J Radio Network. And this would be an affiliation with other organizations and other talents calling games. I'd like to be a part of a Southeast crew or a Mid-South crew. And I'd love to do MEAC sports. I'd love to do SWAC sports. You know, at the D1 level. and really provide phenomenal coverage for HBCU basketball, both men's and women. I brought this up during, as I was starting the segment, I brought this up during the broadcast. We touched on the NBA scandal and gambling, and we touched on the fact that as they were breaking the news on Chauncey Billups getting arrested and breaking the news on Terry Rozier getting arrested, so a current NBA player and then the head coach, Chauncey Billups of the Portland Trailblazers, or the former, I assume. I don't know if he's been fired officially. But as my man Gian Alexis said, his career is over. That's the end. As they were breaking that story on ESPN, there was literally ESPN Bet had a scrolling ticker with the over-under and the VIG on the basketball action for that evening and then the forthcoming college football games for that. Literally, as Ryan Clark was talking, you look under Ryan Clark. it had Seattle Seahawks -3 at the Washington Commanders while they're having a story. And then they run a bunch of FanDuel commercials. And I thought that was really funny and really ironic. And we pretend that the players, the fans, the government, everybody that's involved, all the shareholders and stakeholders, we pretend that there's some type of moral compass. And I just scoff at that. I've said this thing. If I have not taught the listeners to this program, one thing on the decade that we've been on either terrestrial radio or Sirius XM is that this stuff is all about entertainment. It's all about driving revenue. It's all about the money. It's all about the bag. It's all about the paper chase. That's what this is about, man. We pretend to be outraged by gambling. I saw Shaq and Charles Barkley, who I love. I love that they've moved the TNT show over to ESPN and they didn't bleep with it. And it's still a phenomenal show. It's the same music. It's basically the same set. Just over at ESPN, they didn't ruin it by putting Stephen A. Smith on the show. I like Stephen A. Smith on the radio, just for the record. He's back on Mad Dog Sports. He used to be on Mad Dog back in the day. And he's back on, I think it was like 8-9 years ago, he was on Mad Dog. And he's back and takes a lot of phone calls. Very good show. Check out Stephen A. Smith on Mad Dog. That's channel 82. Down a dial on Sirius XM satellite radio. But they didn't, he's overexposed on the four letter. And they let Chuck and Kenny and Ernie and Shaq do what they do. But they were condemning gambling and all of this stuff. We know that Charles Barkley is a prolific gambler. He's talked about it. We all remember when Michael Jordan showed up for an interview with Ahmad Rashad looking like Phil Ivey, with the dark shades on, as if he had just rolled out of the MGM Grand an hour earlier to talk about, hey, I gamble a lot, but I'm not addicted to gambling, because if I was addicted to gambling, I'd be gambling my mortgage and selling my cars and stuff like that. We know that people in the league, all sports leagues, we know that they gamble. And we know that if you get involved, you get involved with the wrong people, you end up with organized crime, whether it's the mafia or whatever you want to call it, some type of syndicate. You end up on the wrong side of the wrong people. You may end up fixing the game. I think we all know that. We know that the mob influenced games, college games, back in the late 70s. It was a part of the movie Goodfellas. ESPN's run several documentaries on this. But I just think I scoff at the concept that we as Americans are bothered by this. We're not bothered by this. The NBA and NFL, fantasy sports is what propelled the NFL into greatness. We're moving teams into Vegas. We know that there's prolific gambling. I remember being in Vegas watching the NCAA tournament. I had to be there for a convention, and it just happened to be the first day of the NCAA tournament. I think Duke was playing some scrub team, some 16 seed team, and they were up by 38, and the scrub 16 seed team hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to lose by 35. And I saw a guy pick up a chair and throw it across the casino, because I guess the line was was like 39 or something like that. And that three-pointer meant that he didn't cover. In America, we love to pretend that there's some moral high ground and moral standard. And we did this with whiskey during the Prohibition era and alcohol. So we decided that alcohol would be wrong, but people are still making alcohol in their bathtub in Louisiana and running it around the country. And we act like that didn't happen. We act like people didn't get filthy, rotten rich, bootlegging alcohol. And I'm sure, I'm not a drinker, but I'm sure that alcohol that didn't have any processing standards, I'm sure people died from bad moonshine in that era. We do it with adult entertainment in this country. People love, I have my good friend, Dr. Myron Edmonds on Rubicon, the healthcare show this week. He's talking about, he's a pastor and an influencer and has his own platform and his own podcast in the winning circle for men. He does a lot of ministry with men, helping men navigate through life. He talks about his own personal battle and struggle with pornography. And people act like in this country, once again, we get to the moral high ground. People act as if they don't know that a lot of these women, whether they go to a strip club, whether they're watching pornography or video, whether it's OnlyFans, something like that, a lot of these people are trafficked. And people know that. A lot of these women don't have a choice to give you a lap dance at a strip club. They're being trafficked by someone that's forcing them to do so. People are being pimped, especially you see individuals coming over from a foreign country. We pretend that there's a moral high ground that we care, but we don't really care. People want to be entertained when they want to be entertained. So rather it's Chauncey Billups with the X-ray shades where he can see the cards and he's being used as a mole, so to speak, to get people to come to these high stakes poker games where they can get abused by the mafia and get into thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, where the mafia maybe can influence game stuff like that. Rather it's that, or rather it's Pookie and Ray Ray rolling loaded dice on the block. People are out here to make money. People are going to feed their vices. Paragon 7 Studios.
Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
This is James Lewis, host of The Rubicon. If you or a loved one is aging into Medicare or have questions about enrollment in a local Medicaid or Affordable Care Act plan, please comment on any of our segments on Lance J Plus, hosted by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. You can also follow Paragon 7 Studios on Instagram and direct message us with all of your questions about the best benefit packages for your family, budget, and the management of chronic conditions. Healthcare for the culture.
James Lewis.
A bona fide bad motherfucker, that's who.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists, exhibitionists. For long distance love. For the farsighted, nearsighted. For introverts and extroverts, for the thinkers and the doers, for old friends. Coca-Cola, for everyone.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Griselda, Griselda, Griselda. By Fashion Rep, by Fashion Rep.
So we all know about West Side Gun. We know about Benny. We know about Conway. But I want to introduce Stove God Cooks. But I want to introduce Brother Tom Sose, the talented brother. Man. You can hear him on some of the recent work, some of the recent albums that West Side Gun has put out.
Buffalo, it's a beautiful place. It's bittersweet, man, because it's just... You know, if y'all love Griselda, man, so the East Side Buffalo stuff that they rap about, it's facts. It's 100% facts. As far as new music, it's on the way. The streets is talking and the streets are right. I got an album. My Griselda debut is on the way. You know, it's just West Side Gun. If anybody is familiar with his work, that man is a genius. I couldn't believe it. If you listen to Health Science, pinch me. I'm dreaming. It's just, I couldn't believe it at all, man.